Philadelphia-based cable giant Comcast announced yesterday that it had made an unsolicited offer to buy AT&T's broadband cable assets for $44 billion in stock. If the deal goes through, it would create by far the largest provider of cable and high-speed internet services in the country. AT&T is balking at the offer, setting the stage for what could become a major takeover battle, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In recent years, AT&T spent $100 billion snapping up cable systems all over the country. The company wanted to use cable lines to sell people broadband, internet, television, and telephone services. But Wall Street was skeptical the company could pull off its ambitious plans. AT&T's stock price plunged, and last year the company essentially abandoned its efforts, saying it would spin off its cable assets into a separate company. When that happened, Comcast, which is already the nation's third largest cable company, immediately rushed in to try to buy up its holdings, and the two companies met to discuss terms. But yesterday, Comcast said they were unable to reach agreement. Analyst Scott Cleland of the Precursor Group says the $44 billion Comcast offered was much less than AT&T paid for the assets.
It's all about price. And AT&T's problem is that its strategy of buying them and then having it work out in a disastrous way tremendously devalued the cable property. And so Comcast is seeing a bargain, and it's going in and seeing what the market's offering right now, and it believes it can get these properties for a song.
By going public with the details of its offer, Comcast is attempting to go over the heads of AT&T management and take its offer directly to the company's shareholders. AT&T is still one of the most widely held stocks in the world, and shareholders have seen the value of their holdings fall sharply, so many may be ready to accept the Comcast offer. But AT&T officials signaled yesterday that they were ready to hold their ground. In a statement released last night, they said they would analyze Comcast's offer, but they insisted they had no plans to sell their holdings. The result could be a protracted public relations battle, with both companies making appeals to shareholders. If Comcast ultimately prevails, it will be the nation's biggest cable TV company, with about 22 million subscribers. Mark Cooper is director of research at the Consumer Federation of America. He says allowing a merger like this to go through would concentrate too much power over programming and pricing in the hands of one company.
This is exactly the kind of merger that challenges policymakers to think very hard about how concentrated, how much influence we are going to allow a small number of companies to have over the dominant form of media in our society, which is the TV.
But for Comcast, the timing of this battle could be fortuitous. Until recently, the Federal Communications Commission had a rule barring a single company from controlling more than 30% of the nation's cable market. That would have barred a deal like this one from going through. But a federal appeals court recently struck down the rule, saying the 30% figure was arbitrary. Federal regulators can still try to block the merger on antitrust grounds if they choose, but with the court's decision, the odds that the deal would succeed have improved greatly. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.